with a look at what's happening this morning. Here's Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning, everyone. State School Superintendent Tony Bennett says newly released I-STEP scores will help Indiana position itself as a national leader in education. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
A little more than 70% of Indiana's 3rd through 8th grade students passed both English, Language Arts, and Math sections of the I-STEP test in 2011. That's up 2 percentage points from last year. Bennett says many people thought achievement would be stagnant after historic gains in 2010.
In 2010, when folks thought we hit the ceiling, I believe we are starting to jump from the floor. And I think we are going to see a pattern of continued improvement in Indiana schools.
Bennett says there is a simple formula for fostering educational success.
Great schools occur when school leadership, and I want to emphasize school leadership, has the authority and the autonomy to act.
Emma Donnan Middle School in Indianapolis, the only Indiana middle school facing state intervention this year, did not have high enough scores to remove itself from probation. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
In 2 years, Purdue will have a university honors college for undergraduates. Currently, the West Lafayette campus only has honors programs. Those will be phased out, so eventually the highest achieving students will be housed within the single college. Vice Provost Dale Whitaker says faculty will create the curriculum, but the idea is for students to work on a comprehensive project during their time in college.
What's my greatest thing? What's my biggest question? What's the impact I want to have? And how can I spend 2 to 3 years working on it? So from a curricular point of view, I think those will kind of be some of the aspects.
The college will enroll about 450 students when it opens in the fall of 2013 and will eventually have about 2,000. Administrators say having a specific honors college will attract more students to Purdue and help retain them. University of Notre Dame joining a group of major academic and research libraries that have formed a partnership called HathaTrust that is compiling a massive digital library. HathaTrust was launched in 2008 by a 12-university consortium. It's grown to more than 50 partners, including Columbia, Princeton, Yale, Duke, and Johns Hopkins. The initiative seeks to preserve books and provide access to published materials through a digital form to the general public. Eli Lilly and Company has donated $1 million toward the construction of the new Wishart Hospital. The lobby of what will be called Eskenazi Hospital will bear the name of the Indianapolis-based pharmaceutical company in return for the donation to the Wishart Foundation. The new hospital is expected to open in 2014. Philanthropists Sidney and Lois Eskenazi donated $40 million to the new hospital last month. General Motors says it'll invest another $130 million in 3 plants in the Midwest. GM is investing $115 million in its Toledo, Ohio, and Bedford, Indiana plants so they can supply cars with e-Assist. That's an optional system designed to improve fuel economy by 25%. GM is debuting e-Assist later this summer on the Buick LaCrosse. It will be offered on the Chevy Malibu starting next year. The company is also investing $15 million in a Michigan plant for other engine components. Cummins says Tim Sulso will retire as chairman and CEO at the end of the year and be succeeded by president and chief operating officer Tom Linebarger. The 64-year-old Sulso had led Cummins since 2000, nearly doubling the company's sales to more than $13 billion last year when profits topped $1 billion. WFYI weather for today, partly sunny, just a slight chance of early morning showers with a high of 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low 62, and tomorrow through Monday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 83, Friday and Saturday's highs near 88, and Sunday and Monday's highs near 91. Right now it's partly cloudy, 76 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thanks a lot. It's 6:35 now. Tonight it's the AAA All-Star Game in Salt Lake City.